T-minus 10, 9, 8.
It sounded like a rocket launch, but the big booster didn't go anywhere.
NASA and Orbital ATK today test-fired a new five-stage rocket motor in northern Utah. The ground test gave engineers a chance to make sure their work is on track. Orbital ATK Vice President Charlie Precourt says they're still several years out for aerial test flights, but this is an important landmark.
The first time we fly it, it'll actually take the crew capsule further into space than even the Apollo missions, because we'll go to a deep orbit behind the moon, which we've never been to before. So it's going to be a very first stepping stone back into deep space and eventually to Mars.
NASA's Motor System Assembly Manager Tim Lawrence says the new design is similar to the boosters used with the space shuttles, but it's updated with some modern tweaks.
Biggest differences are the shuttle booster was what we called a four segment. The motor itself was in four segments. We added a fifth segment to give increased performance. With that, we changed out the nozzle design. We had to enlarge the throat of the nozzle, so we redesigned the nozzle to give us a higher performance. And then we also went with an environmentally friendly, a non-asbestos internal insulation. The shuttle motor had asbestos internal insulation in it.
During the roughly two-minute test firing, the Heavy Lift Space Launch System rocket generated about 3.6 million pounds of thrust.